German Chancellor Angela Merkel will appear before MEPs in the European Parliament today. She'll set out her country's priorities as it takes on the European presidency. A global pandemic and a recession of historic proportions, not to mention Brexit, are among the issues that the Union will have to grapple with during Germany's six-month presidency. Together for Europe's recovery is the German motto. We can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, first of all, this appearance before the European Parliament today, its significance, an opportunity presumably for Angela Merkel to set out her stall.
That's right. I mean, this is a set piece at the beginning of every presidency that a country takes over. Countries spend 2 years preparing for presidencies, preparing all the meetings that they have to host. Remember, Ireland had the presidency in 2013, so there were numerous meetings in Ireland, ministerial but also smaller official level meetings. And it's a great opportunity for a country to showcase itself and its talents and so on. All of that work for Germany was simply swept aside by the pandemic, because a lot of those meetings will not be happening in Germany. And it is quite striking that Angela Merkel is able to travel to Brussels today for this address to the Parliament, but she will be setting out her priorities for the presidency. And of course, they will be dominated by the pandemic, the big recovery fund that EU leaders are supposed to sign off or at least get agreement on at the end of next week, and what that recovery fund should look like, what it will be made up of, what conditionality will be attached to the monies that countries get, but also a lot of other big ticket issues that the German presidency hopes to address, such as migration. Germany, of course, took on 1 million refugees and asylum seekers back in 2015. The EU's migration policy is still very fragmented. The Green Deal, how to transform Europe's economy by 2050 into a carbon neutral economy. A lot of big challenges, but of course, these are going to be really made a lot more difficult by the fact that meetings can't take place face to face for the time being, apart from sporadically.
Specifically in relation to the pandemic and particularly the economic fallout from it, what's the situation in relation to support for what Germany is proposing, this recovery fund? There's opposition from what are described as the Frugal Four, a number of countries that Germany normally is a leading part of. That's not the case this time.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a lot of speculation and attention paid to what Angela Merkel says today in the European Parliament about the recovery fund. She made quite a tactical switch, perhaps a strategic switch, a few weeks back when she sided with the French President Emmanuel Macron and agreed that the pandemic presented a huge, unprecedented and extraordinary challenge to Europe, and that it would have to take a much more bold step towards effectively mutualizing debt, which has been a sacred taboo for Germany for years. But she now seems to have shifted her position towards the French position on this, in the teeth of opposition from, as you say, the Frugal Four, Denmark, Sweden, Austria and the Netherlands. But of course, if you don't have Germany on your side, it's harder for those countries to stay the course and make the case. But the big, question is, how much of that money will be in loans, the 750 billion euro fund? How much will be in grants? What will the allocation key be? I mean, in other words, how will the money be distributed to different countries, different regions? What conditionality will be attached to it? Will it require big-time reforms in countries that receive this money and so on? These are very, very political questions, and that's going to be one of the big challenges for the German presidency.
Very good. Tony Connolly, for the moment, thank you very much indeed for that.